tonight to Anonymous, Naperville, Illinois, listening to the Catholic Answers Live app. Anonymous, what's your question for Carlo Broussard?
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
My question is, in almost every mass, there is confession at the beginning, and at least two or three times,
sure,
please forgive our sins. And I really believe that. I believe my sins are forgiven. What I don't understand is why the need for confession again to go say my sins to the priest while they're already forgiven in mass.
Very.
Even Jesus forgives sins without even hearing sins.
Okay, very good question, Anonymous. Thank you for the call. Yeah, well, the penitential act in the Mass where we pray the Confiteor, I confess to Almighty God and to my brothers and sisters. When we pray that act of contrition, you might say, and profess our sorrow for sin, we are forgiven of our sins, but it's only venial sins that our acts of contrition will forgive, that God will forgive through our acts of contrition. Mortal sins, that is to say, sins that destroy God's life in the soul, sins that make sanctifying grace cease to exist in the soul. It is those sins that the sacrament of confession is necessarily for. The sacrament of confession is for venial sins as well. But technically speaking, the sacrament of confession is ordered toward the forgiveness of the guilt of mortal sin. And it is only in ordinary circumstances, in the sacrament of confession, that we are forgiven of the guilt of mortal sin. There are certain conditions when met outside of the sacrament, the guilt of mortal sin can be forgiven. And one of those conditions is perfect contrition, which we can't really ever know with infallible knowledge whether we have it or not. But the Catechism of the Catholic Church states this, Anonymous, in paragraph 1856. The Catechism states, mortal sin, by attacking the vital principle within us, that is charity, necessitates a new initiative of God's mercy and a conversion of heart, which is normally accomplished within the setting of the sacrament of reconciliation. And in other places in the Catechism, the Catechism talks about the necessity of recourse to the sacrament of penance in order to be forgiven of the guilt of mortal sin, that is to say, in ordinary circumstances. We need to be spiritually resurrected in the sacrament of confession, with the guilt of mortal sin being removed, before we approach the altar of God and receive Jesus in Holy Communion. We need to be spiritually united to Christ with grace before we partake of that sign of communion with Christ, receiving Him body, blood, soul, and divinity under the appearance of bread and wine. So the Confiteor, yes, does take care of venial sins, those light sins, offenses against God and neighbor that would not destroy charity within the heart. But it does not take care of mortal sins, those offenses against God and neighbor that destroy charity in the heart. It is the sacrament of penance that is necessary to restore that charity that we lose due to mortal sin in order to approach the altar of God in Holy Communion. Does that help?
Yes, yes. Thank you. Thanks for the good explanation, actually.
Okay. Well, thank you for the call, Anonymous. God bless you, brother.
Yeah, Anonymous, thank you so much.